And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes an argument of theirs that they present whenever they are called and invited to Iman, and when they are invited to Allah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, and when it is said unto them, that is the polytheists, the idol worshippers, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, follow that which Allah has revealed. What is their argument? قَالُوا, they say, بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ, rather we follow, what do we follow? مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا, what we have found our forefathers upon. And today also you find that argument presented by certain Muslims as well. Sometimes you find a Muslim, he's involved in an innovation and he considers that to be part of deen. You tell him that this is not part of deen. It is not established by Quran. It is not established by the Sunnah. He says, my father used to do it. My grandfather used to do it. I remember. That's the argument. Allah says clearly in the Quran, that does not stand as an argument. That is not an evidence. Even though your father had done it, your forefathers had done it, they had practiced it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is the argument that the polytheists had presented. مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا, we found our forefathers doing it, so we will follow that. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ, Allah says, will they follow what their forefathers had done, even though their forefathers did not have a deep understanding? Perhaps they did not have the information and the knowledge at that time. And now you know it, here's the knowledge, it is wrong, it is not right what you are doing, here's it, here's the Quran, here is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though, Allah says, أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا, even though their forefathers did not understand it deeply in its context, وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ, and they were not rightly guided, will they still go ahead and follow it? وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, Allah says, the example of those who disbelieve, their similitude, their parable, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقْ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعْ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً, is the example of the one who hears nothing but shouting and crying. So when you give them da'wah, they are so immersed in kufr. They hear the adhan, but they do not hear the message behind the adhan. They hear the Qur'an, they do not hear the message behind the Qur'an. All they can hear is just shouting and screaming and cries, and perhaps at times they might even become annoyed. But they do not, Allah says, they do not have this eagerness, or they do not have within them that desire to learn more about this cry or this call or this recitation that they very so often hear. Allah says, summun bukmun umyun. We have learned this in the first para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing over there the munafiqeen, Allah says, they are deaf, dumb and blind. فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they will not understand. Of course, this is referring to spiritual deafness and spiritual dumbness and spiritual blindness. فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, Allah says, therefore, they will never use their intellect and they will never be able to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and yesterday in the one verse, Allah gave us clear directions and instructions as what we should consume. Number one, that is halal, that which is lawful, and which is tayyib, that which is wholesome, is healthy. Allah then again comes back to that topic, and Allah addresses the believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have iman, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum, eat of the pure and wholesome things that we have provided for you. Allah says there are no restrictions. So long as it is halal, and it is wholesome, and it is healthy, Allah says eat of it, enjoy it. Washkuru lillah. But after consuming it, eating it, enjoying it, ushkuru lillah, thank Allah. It comes from Allah, we have provided it for you. Allah says, washkuru lillah, and thank Allah, show appreciation to Allah, in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if it is Allah alone whom you truly worship. So shukr is part of ibadah, that's what we learn. Allah says, if your worship is purely and sincerely dedicated to Allah, then part of that, and how do you express your ibadah and your worship and your loyalty to Allah is by expressing shukr, giving thanks and appreciating that which Allah has provided for you. May Allah grant us the understanding.